Hi there, Church, and welcome to another Daily Thought on our YouTube channel. I've got a few. I have a few more verses for you and some thoughts on them as well. So turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, and don't worry if you don't have a Bible. I'll be reading the verses out to you anyway. Now, what we're looking at here is a few verses that come at a crucial point in Jesus' ministry. Up until this point, Jesus has been traveling around the region and preaching and teaching and proving who he is. And he's about to start talking about why he came. And so this point is really important. He needs to make sure that his followers understand who he is. And so we find him asking this special question in Matthew 16 and from verse 13. It says, "When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do people say that I am? All these people who hear my ministries and watch my miracles, who do they think I am?' So his disciples said to him, 'Some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets.'" So people have all sorts of ideas who Jesus is from his ministry, and he asks his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answers with this famous answer. He says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, my question when I'm reading this is, how does Peter know that? Is it just from listening to Jesus' sermons, or watching the miracles, or listening to his teaching? I'm not sure, because lots of other people have seen and heard those things, but think that Jesus is Elijah or Jeremiah or John the Baptist or another prophet. How does Peter know that Jesus is the Christ, the Saviour of the world, the Saviour of sinners, the Son of God? Well, Jesus very helpfully answers my question in the very next verse. He says to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Simon's another name for Peter. "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." So how did Simon Peter know that Jesus was the Christ, his Saviour? The Father in heaven revealed it to him. Do you realize what this means? This means that if anybody knows that Jesus is the Christ, the Saviour, it is because God the Father has revealed it to them. If you know that Jesus is the Saviour, if you know he is your Saviour, he is the Christ, if you know that, it's because God has revealed it to you. And this means that although you've never seen him, although you've never shook his hand, although you've never put your arm around him, although you have never walked the streets with him, although you don't know what his voice sounds like, although you don't know what his breath smells like Peter did, you know he's the Christ just as well as Peter did. You know Christ, if you know him at all, you know him just as well as all of the apostles, because that is something that only God the Father can reveal to someone. It also means this, that if you are in the desperately sad situation of not knowing Jesus as your Saviour, it means that you can. It means that you may. If you ask God the Father, "Father, reveal Christ to me. Show me Jesus. Introduce me to your Son. Let me know that he is my Saviour." And he will do that. And it means that you can know just as well as Peter and all of the other apostles. You can know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Saviour of the world, and your Saviour. Now would be a great time to pray about that, to thank God for revealing Christ to you, for introducing you to the Saviour, to thank and praise him that you can know him just as well as the apostles themselves did. And to ask him to introduce us to him all over again, that we would know him all the better. God bless.